Welcome to the Just Boxing Podcast. I'm Tim Woolgar.
And I'm the GBF.
Good to see you, GBF. How's your last month been?
It's been very good, thank you. Yeah, very good. We've finished harvest, starting our drilling campaign on the farm. Everything's looking tickety-boo.
Uh-huh.
It's been a good harvest. In fact, some record-breaking yields from our wheat crop, which we'll be pleased to hear.
Right, okay, so I thought we were talking about chess boxing.
Well, you can if you like, that's fine, yeah.
Oh no, let's talk about wheat yields.
No.
Talking about wheat yields, I've got a bone to pick with wheat.
You're not intolerant, are you?
No, I'm becoming intolerant because I stuck about $3,000 on wheat futures, CFDs, and in about 10 seconds lost 5,000 quid. I mean, it started to go down, so I thought I'll hang in there, and then just kept on plummeting and plummeting. Wheat's going down, down, down in price. I thought, why on earth have I put money in wheat?
Well, yeah, because the world's stores of wheat, which you've probably, I don't know if we need to go into this on the Chess Boxing podcast, are actually starting to get full.
So that means what price of wheat is coming down?
Exactly, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
The only reason wheat in the UK has kept its price is because of the weakness of the pound, because of Brexit.
Right.
And the low pound.
Buy wheat, sell wheat.
Exactly, yeah, which is what I do. Oh, I grow it, it just comes out of the ground. It just comes out of the ground.
So I tell you the only thing worse than wheat? That's coffee.
I like coffee.
I lost 2.8 on coffee. 2,800 quid like that. Coffee. Who thought the price of coffee could go down? Well, I mean, there's more and more people drinking coffee every day.
True, but maybe more and more people are producing it.
I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, luckily it was all on the demo account, so it's not real money.
Okay. So you've had quite an interesting month then.
I thought that, there would be... I thought I'd get one of those demo accounts. You know, they're always trying to thrush them on you. Get one of these demo... You know, you can get £10,000 free cash to play with. I thought, yeah, I'll give that a go. I mean, maybe it's easy. I've read that, you just by random chance, you can make money from... So I'll try that. I'll see how long this £10,000 lasts me. And if it starts to go up, I'll contemplate putting some real money into it. But like I said, after about 3 days, I'd got down to about £2,000 left.
You're better off going to the casino, aren't you?
I don't know about that because, like you say, you can know about the world supply of wheat, so you've got some inside knowledge there.
That's true. Yeah. Speaking about free money, though, I got a black cab last night.
Yes.
And if you download this app, it's basically like Uber, you get £10 free.
Every time?
No, just the first time you do it. You gave me 10 quid, like in my hand, like £10 note.
Well, that's nice.
It's amazing, yeah. You should do it. Well, I guess because Uber...
What's the name of the app?
Oh, well, is this an advert?
Halo?
We should be paying. No, it's one that the black cabbies have done themselves.
Oh, so they're trying to take back the... Well, Uber's lost its licence, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Recently, or they're appealing it, but the licence has been revoked.
Yeah, end of the month, that
happens. It's a knockout checkmate for Uber. It's not quite checkmate, because they've been knocked out, but now they're fighting back on the chessboard, aren't they? If you use the courts as an analogy for a chessboard.
If you were, yeah. I've got a feeling they're going to get their licence back. I don't know. They've just got a lot of money, haven't they?
They say they're worth 70 billion. Yeah, it's hard to put a 70 billion pound company out of
business. Yeah.
Out of business. Well, they're not putting the whole company up, just in London.
Mm. Anyway, it's called My Taxi. So if you want to support local black cab drivers, that's what you should do. Download the app.
Okay, and if My Taxi wants to repay the favour... they can contact our sponsorship manager through info@londonchessboxing.com.
Excellent. So, Tim, I caught up with one of the fighters from Norwich.
Fantastic.
His name's Lambert.
Lambert, yeah, I don't know, yeah.
He's also got quite an extensive name, Prince Titus Bayer Smiler.
Great name.
And he's from, well, let's find out, shall we? Let's have a listen.
Great.
Hello, I'm here with one of our fighters from Norwich. It's Lambert. We just wanted to have a little chat with you, Lambert, and find out a little bit about your background. So, Lambert is the name I call you, but what is your full name?
My name is Lambert. My full name is Lambert Titus Bayer, but my first name is Lambert, so you can call me Lambert.
Okay, so because I noticed on Facebook you've got quite a impressive title. Is that... How did that come about?
Well, Titus is my middle name, but Titus is just like a nickname. So I thought to nick myself that Prince Titus Bear. So on Facebook or social media, maybe everyone knows me as a Prince Titus Bear.
Okay, so are you're not an actual prince, then, are you?
I'm not actual Prince, but that's just my nickname or boxing name as well, Prince Titus.
Okay, so it's a ring name. I like it. I like the confidence that it exudes. It's very good.
Yeah.
So you're a very experienced fighter. You've had 21 fights, is that right?
Yeah, I've had 21 fights. I've lost two and I've drawn one. Yeah, but altogether there's 21 fights I've had. Yeah.
And I understand some of those fights have been abroad?
Yeah, some of them have been abroad. I had about 7 fights in Zambia, and Zambia is my country, that's where I come from original. But when I moved to England, I had a few fights in London, in Chelsea, and then some of my other fights in Norwich.
Okay, and what's it like fighting in Zambia and then fighting in the UK?
Fighting in Zambia, it's really good, and I built up my experience here in the UK. And then when I went back to Zambia, I tried to fight some of my other friends of other fighters. I thought I was more experienced and advanced than them. And I won one of the fights when I went there after training in the UK. So that was really good.
Okay. And obviously the chess boxing event in Norwich on the 21st of October at Open, that's going to be raising money for Yellow Brick, which is a charity that does a lot of work in Africa. Do you know much about the charity?
I don't know much about chess boxing, so this is going to be my first time to do chess boxing. When I heard about chess boxing, I was interested because I play chess, but not as a professional, and I do boxing as well. So when I heard about chess boxing, I thought to interest myself and then try to give it a go and see how I can do. But for boxing, I'm quite good, and then chess boxing, it's going to be my first time.
And how proficient are you at chess?
I'd say I'm average, but we'll see how it goes.
Average, okay. And what's your favourite chocolate bar?
Kit Kat. Yeah. Yeah, I like Kit Kat.
So yeah, you're a man of tradition, do you? You like Kit Kat? I like Kit Kats.
Do you? Yeah, I like Kit Kat. Sometimes I like Mars bar, sometimes Snickers, but Kit Kat is my favourite.
Okay, yeah. Thanks very much, Lambert, and best of luck with the training, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the ring on the 21st of October, Open Norwich.
Thanks very much, Gav. I'm looking forward to the big event.
So, there you go. There's a little bit of insight into Lambert. He's a very experienced guy.
Yeah, he sounded it, yeah, and a very interesting personality, too.
Okay, tell me all about the latest developments in Norwich. You've been very busy in your home city, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so training's going well, particularly Aaron. I was training with him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Who's fighting Crazy Arms.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just had a baby, so he's got a busy life, and he's really focusing on his fitness.
Great,
which is
always
good.
A good thing.
Although I did suggest to him that we need to play more games of chess.
Yes.
And obviously, Matt Reed is very experienced on the chessboard. Uh-huh. And I've been trying to help him, you know, give him a few tips on how Matt plays. He's got quite a specific way of playing, which if you're not aware of, can throw you off. Some of his openings are quite unusual.
That's true. Crazy Arms is a surprise package. Very experienced on the chessboard and in other walks of life as well. I mean, we won't go into his personal life, but let's just say experience doesn't do it justice.
Exactly. So I think he's very much aware of what he's up against. He's been working hard on slipping a jab, getting behind Crazy Arms' Crazy Arms.
Okay.
And he's working hard on...
It's easier said than done, then. I've tried to plan for that sort of thing before. Mm. And like I said, even though Matt isn't the most experienced boxer, he's somehow awkward. And it's not as easy as you would imagine it would be to get him behind those Crazy Arms.
Yeah, I think because he's quite unusual in his boxing technique.
Well, he's got surprising strength, you know, for such a... I would look at him and think you push him over easy, but you know, actually
he's a tough cookie.
He's a lot tougher than he looks.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really pleased with the way things are progressing with Aaron, and I also I don't know if you saw, I posted a couple of videos of some of the
guys.
Yes,
the poster's up outside. Fantastic. Oh, the poster.
Yeah, well, there's the posters up outside, but yep. I posted a couple of videos of some of the guys. Leon,
yes,
who's going to be in the show. He's very, very quick. He's 17 years old.
Uh huh.
Very, very fit. He will. The fight will be a fight every second of the round. There will be no
let up.
There'll be no hugging. There'll be hundreds of punches being thrown every minute.
Okay.
It'd be like Pacquiao. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to be brilliant.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yes. So again, he's been working on his chess. I haven't played him recently, but I understand his dad's been helping him. Been playing a lot of chess in the evenings and that kind of stuff. So I'll probably get a chance to play him this week and see how he's improved.
Great.
And
there's quite a buzz building up in the city of Norwich, from what I can tell. All of the talk in the town is about the upcoming chess boxing show.
Yeah, there is. I think the marketing started to hit home because now I'm approaching people or giving people flyers, and they're already aware of what's happening, which is really encouraging. And I was just stopped on the street by a guy, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm in a chess club, and chess club are very excited. They've been sending around information about the event, and we're all going to come." And yeah, when you start getting stopped in the street, you know that you're getting through.
Doing the right thing. Well done. Yeah.
That's not to say we're going to obviously let up. There's still a lot. We've just
never let
under, up. Under a month to go.
Well, that's one thing you learn from playing chess is that you can easily allow a winning position to slip if you ever let up for a second.
And also always play to the end. This is what I was explaining to Aaron.
Play to the end, yes.
So we had a session where we were training, where we were doing circuits, we were playing chess, then we were doing more circuits, playing chess, then we were on the bag, playing chess. And Aaron got to a stage where he thought he couldn't win, and he said he would resign. I said, no, do not resign. That is not what happens in chess boxing. You play to the end.
Uh-huh.
There's always a chance. If you can get under that guy's skin in the ring, there's always a chance we'll make a mistake.
Well, I always emphasise to people that when the official records are drawn up, you can lose by TKO, you can lose by checkmate, or you can lose by submission.
Ooh, no one wants to lose by submission.
That's what we don't count it as a resignation. We call it a submission.
Ooh.
So the reason for that is I want to discourage resignations, and a resignation is a submission at the end of the day. Why do we get to call it resignation as chess players? They should just say I submit.
Maybe we should. People should have to sort of, I don't know, kneel down or something, or do something that's even more embarrassing.
submit. You tap out. Yeah, you should just submit and tap out, basically, on the chessboard. And that's,
but maybe something that's symbolic to, like, you know, make it even worse that you always go to the end, which is what you want because you're there to entertain as well
that's
as
true.
To
that's
win, aren't
true.
You?
So what you have to get down on your knees and kiss your opponent's
feet.
Boot.
Yeah.
No, kiss the ring. Kiss the ring. That's what they do on Game of Thrones, isn't it? Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring of the Godfather of chess boxing, Tim Walgar.
Could be some watershed issues with that. I'll give it some thought. Anyway, we're moving on.
I don't know if I've got much more to say about how things are progressing in Norwich.
Sounds brilliant. So remind me again, when is the date of the show?
The show is on the 21st of October. It's at Open.
Open Norwich.
Yeah. It's an amazing venue. We're going to have a bit more of a, well, if it's possible, but we're going to continue the party atmosphere.
Yes.
It's going to be very similar to our events in London. So it's not just going to be a sporting event. We're going to have halftime entertainment. We're going to have a DJ.
Yes, I think it's getting much more back to the kind of better sort of nightclub atmosphere that we lost a little bit at York Hall.
Mm.
With this venue, isn't it?
So we're going to have, we've got a local DJ from Norwich who's well known in the underground scene. He's also known in London as well. I think
it's not Judd Jules, is it?
It could be, actually. I better check.
Because there was the famous DJ, Judge Jules?
Yeah, from the 90s.
Then I was down in West Sussex once. There was like a remote village DJ disco, and it was Judd Jules.
Judd?
Yeah.
Oh, right, sorry, I misheard you.
Well, I guess everyone would, but I thought it was quite a good... Judd Jules on a disc, so... I know, I can't do a Suffolk...
Is that West Country? Accent.
West Country. That doesn't... Everyone outside of London talk like that.
They're doing your mind, I think. They all talk like Wurzel Gummidge in your head.
I'd be from outside of London, or Sido.
Well, we're going to have hopefully a few people from Norfolk listen to this, so you better be careful about what you say.
Bring it on, Norfolk!
Well, it'll be interesting. There's a couple of by City fights, isn't there? There's a couple of London
versus Norwich. Yes.
Norwich. So that'll be interesting how that those pan out, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people in Norwich cheering on their local fighters.
Yeah, that's right. And no, in all seriousness, Norwich is a fantastic city and a former capital of the UK or England.
It's been really nice getting to know the city, actually, because obviously I've been going around a lot of the pubs flyering and meeting a lot of local people, and actually everyone's very, like, excited about and interested in chessboards, which is really nice. Like, everybody's, you know.
Great.
Yeah. So, put it in your diary, 21st of October. Just under a month away.
LondonChessBoxing.com for all the details and tickets.
And tickets, yeah. And we'll look forward to seeing some of you at the event.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for another Chess Boxing podcast. It's goodbye from me, Tim Woolgar.
It's goodbye from me, the GBF.